Lesson 22nd on the Holy Eucharist. 238. Question. What is the Holy Eucharist? Answer. The Holy Eucharist is the sacrament which contains the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ under the appearances of bread and wine. 239. Question. When did Christ institute the Holy Eucharist? Answer. Christ instituted the Holy Eucharist at the Last Supper, the night before he died. 240. Question. Who were present when our Lord instituted the Holy Eucharist? Answer. When our Lord instituted the Holy Eucharist, the 12 apostles were present. 241. Question. How did our Lord institute the Holy Eucharist? Answer. Our Lord instituted the Holy Eucharist by taking bread, blessing, breaking, and giving to his apostles, saying, Take ye and eat, this is my body. And then by taking up the cup of wine, blessing it and giving it, saying to them, Drink ye all of this, this is my blood, which shall be shed for the remission of sins. Do this for commemoration of me. 242. Question. What happened when our Lord said, This is my body, this is my blood? Answer. When our Lord said, This is my body, the substance of the bread was changed into the substance of his body. When he said, This is my blood, the substance of the wine was changed into the substance of his blood. 243. Question. Is Jesus Christ whole and entire, both under the form of bread and under the form of wine? Answer. Jesus Christ is whole and entire, both under the form of bread and under the form of wine. 244. Question. Did anything remain of the bread and wine after their substance had been changed into the substance of the body and blood of our Lord? Answer. After the substance of the bread and wine had been changed into the substance of the body and blood of our Lord, there remained only the appearances of bread and wine. 245. Question. What do you mean by the appearances of bread and wine? Answer. By the appearances of bread and wine, I mean the figure, the color, the taste, and whatever appears to the senses. 246. Question. What is this change of the bread and wine into the body and blood of our Lord called? Answer. This change of the bread and wine into the body and blood of our Lord is called transubstantiation. 247. Question. How was the substance of the bread and wine changed into the substance of the body and blood of Christ? Answer. The substance of the bread and wine was changed into the substance of the body and blood of Christ by his almighty power. 248. Question. Does this change of bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ continue to be made in the church? Answer. This change of bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ continues to be made in the church by Jesus Christ through the ministry of his priests. 249. Question. When did Christ give his priests the power to change bread and wine into his body and blood? Answer. Christ gave his priests the power to change bread and wine into his body and blood when he said to the apostles, Do this in commemoration of me. 250. Question. How do the priests exercise this power of changing bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ? Answer. The priests exercise this power of changing bread and wine into the body and blood of Christ through the words of consecration in the Mass, which are the words of Christ. This is my body, this is my blood. End of lesson 22.